think of all the possibilities that an RV brings. Hi there, folks. Cher Lickman here, Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. We sell all of the top RV brands in the country, and we pride ourselves on finding you the RV of your dreams. Imagine being out there in the campgrounds and on the open road in a safe, affordable RV from Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Come let us show you the meaning of customer delight. Visit us at 68318 Palm Canyon Drive in Cathedral City or call us at 760-324-3651.
It's our golden anniversary. Eisenhower Health is celebrating 50 years with this wonderful community. From the day we opened our medical center back in 1971, we've done all we can to keep our relationship meaningful. We've created a valley-wide network of primary and specialty care clinics, recruited exceptional physicians and staff, invested in advanced technologies, and worked to meet your changing healthcare needs, from developing our renowned robotic surgery program to providing specialty care for the LGBTQ community. We expanded our cancer program to provide advanced services through our affiliation with UC San Diego Health. We became an accredited teaching hospital to attract talented new physicians to the area. And we continue to earn certifications, awards, and high rankings for quality and safety. So here's to us, to you, and to the next 50 years. Learn more at EisenhowerHealth.org.
If you can't get in to see your doctor as soon as you'd like, Desert Oasis Healthcare has you covered with four conveniently located immediate care clinics. Your health and well-being is our top priority. We follow all CDC guidelines for safety. Desert Oasis Healthcare members can call our patient helpline 24/7 at 760-969-6555. Find out why we say your health, your life, our passion.
From the Joey English Show, here is this hour's mystery song.
Okay, Tanner. Oh, yay. I love, oh, turn it up a little. I love this stuff. This is Elton John. That's the title.
Yeah.
Let's listen. I don't know who's singing with him. Kiki D. Get your blood going, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's fun.
I love the beats. You know, if you listen to other people's shows, we work so hard to make ours entertaining, not only for our Joey Pal listeners, but for us sitting here. I mean, if it doesn't entertain me, I don't stand a chance of entertaining hundreds and thousands of people. And we are rather proud of the fact, Tanner, that this is not a show where you hear many do you know what I mean? When I used to teach classes in broadcasting and speech making and all that, I'd say, watch out for the ums. So sit back and relax and count the ums. We ought to have some sort of a contest. If you catch me, I'm very hard on myself. If you catch me with an ah-oom, I'll think of something to give you, a gift certificate to something.
There you go.
But don't hurt my feelings. Let me introduce to you Tanner Bryson from
Desert Oasis Healthcare. Hi there.
Hi there, sweetheart. We haven't seen you in a while. Tell us your title.
So I am a health and wellness coach in the health education department.
I'm writing. So we have an education department?
We sure do, yeah.
Is it called the education department?
It's called health education.
Oh.
Yeah. And it's free for all of the members to use. So we have dietitians and health coaches and all that good stuff.
That would be me. I am a member.
We love our members,
yes,
too.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So your title again is health and wellness
coach. Yep.
Send me in, coach. How'd you get to be a health and wellness coach?
So I actually started by being interested in going to medical school. And I kind of realized that it would take a few years to finally go see some patients and get that patient interaction.
But boy, could we use you now.
I know. But I decided to dive in sooner rather than later. And I found this great job and I'm loving every second of it. I do.
Where do you go for training to be a health and wellness coach?
So my undergrad is in kinesiology, and my graduate work is for pre-health at Berkeley. So
Berkeley?
Yeah.
Oh, you're smart.
I try my hardest.
Golly's. We all know the kids that come out of Berkeley.
Yeah, they're
wow.
intense.
Forever.
Yeah. Yep.
When were you there? What years?
So I was just there actually from 2018 to 2020.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So you haven't forgotten much yet.
I haven't forgotten anything, trust me, no.
And how'd you come to be with us? Are you from the Coachella Valley?
I'm actually not. My my partner and I moved here, I think in September of 2020, and just decided to...
Loved it.
Yeah, we loved it. We were like, this is great. These are our people. Let's stay and find jobs. And yeah.
I haven't been to Berkeley since right after I graduated from high school, when some of my smart classmates, I went to the University of Miami, Suntan U, and some of my girlfriends went to Berkeley.
Oh, okay.
What's it like in Berkeley? What's the weather like?
It's gorgeous.
Oh,
it's
a little
cold because it's close to the water, but you know, it's beautiful up there. It's sunny and the leaves actually change colors, and I know, something that I miss, definitely.
I think of, what's the movie? Oh, The Graduate. That's about Berkeley, but that's a movie, Joey.
Yeah.
Okay, so what did you bring us to talk to us about today?
So I actually wanted to talk about fall prevention. It's something that we try to focus on in health education and really try to help our members with. Everyone falls, no matter what age you are, and everyone needs to work on balance and fall prevention. So we in health education actually have a class called Stable Steps.
Stable Steps. How cute.
Stable Steps or Fall Prevention. It could be either thing. And essentially what we do in that class is we talk about why we are at risk of falling as we get older and what puts us at risk of falling. So what goes on inside our bodies that puts us at risk of falling? And then what are those kind of things that go on outside? You know, issues in the home with small pets or loose rugs, uneven sidewalks, all that stuff. So,
okay, start me slow.
Okay.
I was thinking while you were sharing, when we're little and we're babies and Nigel's about to have his first little boy, we fall all the time when we're learning to walk.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the other end of life, we fall all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing new under the sun. Okay, tell us the inside risks of falling, or a couple of them, whatever you want.
So we focus on three. The first one is something called postural hypotension.
Good heavens.
I know.
Hypertension. Okay, what's that?
So postural hypotension is...
Hypotension,
sorry. Yes.
Okay.
And so postural hypotension is probably something that everyone has felt. If we've stood up and gotten dizzy and gone, whoa, I stood up too fast, that is what's going on. But some people will feel it daily or multiple times a day, every time they get out of bed. And so you can imagine getting dizzy, that'll take you right over and you'll definitely fall. So that's kind of the first one that could be going on. Something with your blood pressure dropping, and that's what causes that dizziness.
Okay. Number two.
Number two would be issues with our bones. So you've probably heard osteoporosis.
Sure.
So osteoporosis definitely puts us at risk of falling, even to the point where some people will shift their weight, and their hip will actually fracture just from that shift of weight.
I've heard about that.
Mm-hmm.
My bone density is 133,
ooh,
which is really good. Nobody knows. You can't go to a cocktail party and say, what's your bone density? But I know of mine because I do the bioidentical testosterone.
Oh, there you go.
So it's 133, which is really good at 76.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
But explain to me again now how you stand up incorrectly, shift And I've read of people just standing up out of bed and breaking their hip. Mm-hmm. So explain this a little better.
So essentially, as we get older, our bodies don't retain that calcium. And calcium is really good for our bone strength and health. And so if we're not hanging on to that calcium, our bones get really weak and brittle. So a shift in our weight where we just maybe put most of our body weight on, say, our right hip, if our right hip isn't used to supporting that weight, okay, it'll break. And
it'll
then we
break
hit the
just
ground.
From stepping on it or putting the weight on it.
Yeah, that's correct. Yep.
We've heard that several times over the years in the show. It's kind of hard to believe. And then, of course, the rest of the story is once your hip breaks, all kinds of things happen. And I've forgotten the statistic. Maybe you know it. People die after a broken hip, something like within 18 months or something, because of all the other begats that it causes.
Yeah, it can really hinder your overall quality of life.
Yes, you wouldn't think so.
Yeah, our hips, we use them daily, definitely.
Okay, number one was, listen to this, postural hypotension.
That's correct.
Number two is bone issues. What's number three?
Number three is muscle issues. So if we have issues with our muscle, we can run into a problem called sarcopenia. I know.
Listen,
I'm throwing
him.
All of them at you today.
Sarcopenia?
Yep, that's correct.
Really?
Yep.
Sarcopenia.
And so sarcopenia is very similar to osteoporosis.
But it's your muscles.
Yes. So our muscles start to kind of weaken and not continue to get strong if we don't use them. Think about someone who has a cast on their arm for months, uh-huh, and that cast comes off. That arm is super skinny compared to the other arm.
I'm going to put a cast on my hips.
There you go.
No kidding. I'm kidding. Don't lose your sense of humor, Joey.
And so that can essentially mean that we might have changes in the way that we walk, our balance, of course, all of that stuff that we need to take us through our day, just to get us to the bathroom, to get us to the car, wherever we might need to go.
Do you know, Nigel, write this down because you're going to have a baby. No, I'm kidding. He starts to write. They say if you lift your baby every day, you will be able to lift your child every day. And that means that as your child gets heavier, your muscles, but then, of course, they go off to college, you know.
Right.
And then they start lifting you is what happened at my house. But isn't that probably the same premise? If you lift your baby every day, you can lift your child every day. But, of course, none of us ever do that.
Maybe not every day. Definitely not
no,
every day.
No, well, my sons are 6'1", 6'2", and 180 pounds. Not going to happen, honey.
I love it.
But it makes me think that there's some validity to that muscle thing.
Definitely. And so we just try to get our members walking or doing an exercise that you enjoy. If you absolutely hate walking.
Wait a minute. Exercise that you enjoy.
That is the biggest challenge.
Yes. So give us an example.
So some patients will choose walking for their choice of exercise, but hate it. And so we'll suggest things like swimming or even gardening, or if you enjoy doing house chores and work, that's a great way to get active.
I love working around my house.
There you go. That's a great way to get active and prevent that kind of muscle loss, also that bone loss. So through exercise,
bone loss and muscle loss,
we strengthen both of those things through exercise. So stay active. That is the one way that'll
even
prevent you from falling.
Even if it's just a little bit, huh?
Yes, definitely.
There's a sign in my office that says, sitting is the new smoking.
Yep.
And I love my home office. I love my studio here. But I get up, it's in a separate room, Nigel knows, and I'll get up every 15, 20 minutes, walk in the house, stir something that's on the stove, pet the cat, put the laundry in the dryer, something so that I'm not sitting constantly, mm-hmm, which is sort of what you're talking about. I'm trying to work this out where I don't have to exercise.
There you go.
Trying to validate the way I do it. Okay, let's recap a little bit. We've just gone over the inside risks of falling.
Mm-hmm.
Stable steps to prevent you're falling. And these are from the inside. In the next segment, we'll do the outside. But
okay.
Number one was postural hypotension. Curtain number two was your bone issues. And curtain number three was muscle issues. And the answers to all three of those are
exercise.
Of some sort.
Of some sort. Stay active.
I believe walking. Your exact words were a form of exercise you like.
Yeah, definitely find something you like. If you hate whatever you are doing, switch it up. Try something new you haven't tried before. You know, if you've never done yoga, that's a great thing to try.
Oh, that would be good. Okay, walking, swimming, yoga, housework, gardening. One of my sons hiked 8 miles the other day.
Oh, wow.
With 10-pound weights in each hand. Never going to happen with this woman. Never happen. But he seems, and he loves to do it alone. I like being alone. But isn't that interesting? And he's, what, 33? So, and he does yoga.
Oh, really?
But he was an athlete. But I don't know how you develop. Do you have help? Is that what you do? You help people?
Yes.
Find the exercise that they like.
Yes, definitely. And we will talk as much as we need to or meet however many times we need to get you exercising, doing something that you love, not something that you just
something
tolerate.
Something you look forward to.
Exactly.
I tried walking in the Mesa because I had a red outfit and red tennis shoes and thought I would really dig this. And it's a wonderful area. You see neighbors and their doggies. I did it for 2 or 3 weeks and they say if you do something for 2 weeks, it becomes a habit. Nope. So I'll have to talk to you.
Yeah.
Okay, Joey Pals, we're really enjoying Tanner Bryson. We need to do this. It's January, a new year. Get a new exercise regime that you like. Okay, if you're near your phones, I've got presents for you.